Thank you for calling Lotus Habits. My name is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. My name is Kevin, and I had had a subscription for about, oh God, I don't know, over a year for the green juice.
Can I have the zip code so I can locate an account, please?
Sure, it's 55803.
And your first and last name?
Kevin, last name is Berg, Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. And can you verify your shipping address?
Sure, it's 6667 Island Beach Drive, Duluth, Minnesota, 55803.
Thank you. And I've located the account, yes, sir, with the green juice.
Yep.
It's all natural. Yes, it'll help you reduce your appetite. How can I assist
Yep,
you?
but so is it still in force, my subscription?
Yes, sir. It looks like it. Let me see the last time. Well, it shows the last time you were billed was on January the 22nd. Why may I ask you
So,
that? Are you still wanting to receive it, right?
yeah.
Okay. One moment. Let me check everything for you, okay?
That's why I don't get it. You know, it's been coming in once a month and all of a sudden it quit.
It quit this last month. Is that what you
Yeah.
mean? Okay. One moment. Let's see what's going on, okay? Can you hold for one moment, please?
Sure.
Thank you. I'm still here. I'm just to notate the account and send it over to my supervisor so we can get you another bottle shipped out, okay? It's going to be
Okay.
a courtesy bottle. And
Do you
then
know
make
what happened? Do you know what happened at all?
it doesn't tell me. It doesn't show me. The only thing it shows me is that you have been billed accordingly every month, and January 22nd was the last time it was shipped and billed out product. So, I mean, I can see it where
Yeah.
it's been
Well,
going for.
here's my thought, Jasmine. I think what happened is my credit card on record ran out, the expiration date changed.
Let's see. Let me check it and see.
Okay.
Yes, January of 2021. Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, so
Oh.
let me give you the new info on the credit card. It's the same card number.
Let me see. I might can
That's what happened then. Because I ran out and I thought, I never run out, you know? And I've been drinking that stuff for a long time, and now it's like, geez, I need that.
Right. I understand. I totally understand. Let's see. Trying to see if I can go ahead and just restart you a whole new one. Let's see.
Yep.
Reship form. Reship. Product being shipped. One moment, I'm gonna just text my supervisor. Can I, because it's not gonna update and redo it. It
Okay.
might, but I'm gonna ask my supervisor either way if I can start a new order or if I can just go ahead and do it myself for you.
Okay, cool.
One moment, please.
Meyer. Meyer defended by Greenway. Final
to the middle. Clark's trying to get a change. Gambrell has it in the corner. Gambrell works up high. Gives to Carlson. Carlson spins back and throws the goal. He'll wander back through neutral ice. Hampton looks like he's thinking about a change. He'll head to the bench. LeBang did for the Sharks. LeBang sidesteps Rask. Ferraro. LeBang with it.
And I'm speaking to her now. One moment, please.
Sure.
Little shot there by Donato. We knew there was a really good chance that he was going to shoot the puck. Just tries to beat him quickly, Talbot, through the five hole. Looks like Talbot maybe gave him and showed him five hole, and they closed it up real quick. So Kevin Fiala is the center to shoot for Minnesota. 2-point night already for Fiala. And he scores in the shootout. What a nifty little play, just pulling this to his forehand. I think it looked like Jones was thinking, okay, he's going to shoot a little road blocker like most left-handed players. He just turns his wrist over and rips it right underneath his glove. Nice shot there by Kevin. Yeah.
And I'm still here, sir. I'm just speaking with my supervisor of how I'm going to
No problem.
Right.
The shootout specialist, I believe he was around 50% before he came with the Minnesota Wild. I've not seen a whole lot of shootouts, and this is exactly why. What a move. Absolutely undresses Bart Jones and has the whole net to shovel that one in. See if Cam Talbot can come up with a big save. LeBang, I guess, Talbot. Talbot with it. For the Wild. But LeBang guy's a shooter as well, too. Been a little bit stagnant about the last 15, 16 games. Only scored one goal. But again, right at his guy is like to shoot up over the glove. Looks like he's bad on that just a little bit. Did not get the puck up as high as he was, but nonetheless, he can't help it. Marcus Johansson, next up for Minnesota. By Jones. Starts to land there. And off the side, trying to bring this look like he just turned his wrist over at the last. Was a little bit of space underneath his hat, but Martin Jones with a big save there. Go on, Hurdle. And win it for the Sharks. And a save by Talbot. Going around. Talbot up to the challenge, game on the line. Tomas Hertl's been the Sharks' best scorer in the last four or five games. Pulls this one to his back end, and Cam Talbot gets his glove right up in the upper part of the net, and he's able to keep that one out. Gibstad will be shooter number five for Minnesota. Gibstad sends it over the top of the goal, and the Sharks will get another chance to win it. Coming in on his fourth. A little bit of misinformation, and Jones does not fight at all. Stayed with him the whole time, and Gibstad fires that one wide. Evander Kane, what a chance to win it. Saved by Talbot. Talbot faced so many breakaways lately. It's quite a good tally.
It's a tally, yeah.
Yes, sir, and I'm here, so I'm going to just start you a whole new one.
Okay, is there any way you can ship out a jar real fast here?
Yes.
Because I'm heading out of town. So if you could FedEx it to me, that would be awesome. I'll be in town for the next couple of days.
Let me see. One moment, please.
Goal in St. Paul, a game winner, taking the puck to his backhand, having played with Brent. I've seen this move many, many times. He's got such long reach, but he scored on Kaapo Kähkönen and unable to score this time on Cam Talbot. Just able to get his blocker on that and keep that one up. So the Sharks have had three chances to win it, have failed all three. Here's your winner, Sinek. Moving in against Talbot. On the post. Leonard hits the post, and we play on. We can't tell that had reacted after that puck went over his shoulder. It looked to me like he had thought it had gone.
Okay, so let's go ahead and I'm making it now. So I have the first and last name as Kevin. I'm just going to go over everything, let you know how I'm placing it in there.
Okay.
I think 17 is the record, NHL record. Here comes Hartman. He just fires and missed the target. And the Sharks will have another chance to win it. That shot right there just reminds me of Brian Rolston 12 years ago when he would come in on breakaway and just knee it up and rip it.
And that address is still 6667 Island Beach Drive, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Is the phone number still going to be the same as well?
Yep, 218-393-0225.
Thank you. Email address still the same, burgee1_2@yahoo.com?
Correct.
Is your billing address the same as the shipping address?
Yep.
What kind of card is it?
It's a MasterCard.
Thank you. The card number?
5281-4200-0021-3032.
Thank you. That's 5281-4200-0021-3032.
That's correct.
The expiration?
It's 01 of 23.
The CVV?
228.
That's 228?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, the card number again.
It's 5281-4200-0021-3032.
The security code was 288?
228.
Sorry. Because I'm making a new order, so like if it doesn't.
Oh, and it wouldn't take it, yeah.
Yeah, I have to change everything.
Oh, boy. See, if I would have paid more attention, I probably wouldn't have this problem.
Let's see. So 5281-4200-0021-3032.
Correct.
Let me make sure. I wonder if this is the same cart number that you were using. Is it?
It is.
Okay. That's what it is. Okay, so
same
I have to
change. Same card. The only thing that changes is the C, that number on the back and that expiration date.
Yeah, because I know I can tell it's getting me. Let's see. And that was expiration of 01/2023, two. Correct?
Right.
CVV 228. I think I'm letting my supervisor do it because I ran into a problem. So.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, because it's the card. Because every time I try to set you up a new order, it'll show me, you know, like it'll show me that you're an old existing customer. And so for me to change it all out, every time I try to change it out, it shows me and takes the cards out. So one moment, my supervisor is helping me.
All right.
And I'm still here. One moment, sir.
No problem.
Yes, so is that the only card you were wanting to use?
Yep. Yeah, that's my direct card going through my bank.
Okay. And you haven't already tried to place the order on the site before today, correct?
Nope.
Okay. Because my supervisor is helping me now, and she's explaining the same thing I was doing. So just making sure. 2-day shipping. Thank you. I know what to do. One moment. Let's see. I can try something different.
I should have just edited the card early on, but I didn't even think about it.
It's okay. Let's try this over again. Can I have that card number again?
Yep. 5281-4200-0021-3032.
3032? Yep. And the CVV was 288?
228.
Oh. Yes, sir. So I was trying to place it, but it because it keeps saying that it's the same email address and or your credit card, so it won't let me update it. What you'll have to do is you'll have to go back to the site and place it from through there.
Okay, just go back in.
Yes, my supervisor is just saying that I have to try our either that or I have to try a different email address.
And the email address is the same. So what I can do is I can go back in there, but is there any way you can send me out a jar?
Absolutely.
So if you could send me out a jar right away, I will do that this afternoon when I get back in the house. So I'll resubscribe again.
Yes, sir. So I'm doing it right now for you. I'm going to send it out to you.
All right.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
That should do it.
Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, sir.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.